Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
That amen is very weak. Listen, there are battles your families have fought, and you have become used to those battles, being in your space. But in one moment, the same seed that parted for Jesus' light will be the same seed that God will use to bury those principalities. You are still not catching it, too. That amen is very weak. Now, there are some of you here, when you look around your family, you look at your siblings, almost everybody is having one type of challenge or struggle, you know, and everybody's just getting by. I said, these 5 Sundays of Hallelujah, listen, by the time we are done, there will be no enemy left. You are still not getting it. Some of you are not used to being in a space where there's no warfare. You are not used to it. In the holiest of all, there's no warfare. There can be warfare in the outer court. There can be warfare in the holy place. But you see, when the high priest enters into the holiest of all, there's no warfare there. The Lord will show you what it means to live a peaceful life. Have you ever been presented with a need and you are not bothered? You are just smiling, say, okay. You are not bothered. Why? You are just one mobile app away. The Lord will remove worry from your life. In case you think that you need to go abroad to live a worry-free life, let me show you some of the charts that I have on my phone. Some decisions are very significant. You don't jump because people around you are jumping. There was a lady that wanted to relocate to the US, and I told her, she came here in our former auditorium. She came here and I said, you will go, but it's not now. Be patient. She was here working somewhere on the island and they were paying her in dollars. I said, be patient. She said, you know, I just want to do it. I just want to do it. I said, you know, apart from when I managed to graduate at our secondary school, St. John Mary's, I graduated from St. John Mary's. I have not been able to go back to school. So I may not really understand this dimension she's talking about. I went to Sajomako, St. John Mary's Unity Secondary School, Owo. Some of you don't even know where Owo is. You see, he's laughing because he knows. St. John Mary's, the old saints of old. But since that time, I couldn't progress. She has progressed. When she was going, I called her back. I said, if you go, in Yoruba language, okay, this is not Yoruba church. In summary, what I told her, I say that you will get married in this life. Not that it's impossible. I say, but to be hard. But typically, for my friends, they thought it was an advice. You know, like my friend who thought, when I told him that, don't marry that girl again, he thought it was an advice. Even after I told him that, the Lord said you will not have children if you marry that girl. See, did you see me? When last did you see me prophesy? I'm not a prophet again. I'm a pastor now. Because now, I don't want anybody to break my head. So now, when last did you see me prophesy? (Laughter) honest with you, even me, I don't want anybody to prophesy to me and tell me that I should not do what I want to do. Why are you? Why are you? Are you God? I mean, even me, I don't like the prophecies I give. Even me. So in case you think it's not me, even me, I don't like me. The lady has been in the UK now for 6 years. She's stuck. This lady, if she stands in front of you, if they tell you this lady was born by an angel, you will not doubt. That's how beautiful from head to toe she is. She's Igbo. If you hear the intonation, flawless. You can't find fault with her. She just wants a man to lead her. She's not even crazy about a degree or whatever. But you see, she made a foundational mistake. There's something about foundational mistakes. You have to bring the building down to correct it. The message was clear. Please sit down. The message was very clear. Be patient. So now, if you want to go abroad, me, I will pour anointing on you. I'll release you. That's my own. I don't have anything. Even me said, maybe I will go tomorrow. But I'm seeing sign. I'm seeing sign that the Pope wants to meet with me. The Pope, see where I'm starting from at the top. So in case you think, I'm not against, but anything that will take away my pounded yam and Ewedu and Gbegiri, I will not. So that's why I'm here, because I still like Ewedu and Gbegiri. The day I wake up and I hate Amala Ewedu and Gbegiri, I'm leaving this country. So, me, I have my own reason for stay. Yeah. What's your own reason? That lady is still not married. My friend has been married to that lady now. They are now divorced. But throughout the 9 years marriage, no child. And the only child that came out of that marriage is not for him. Because the lady got pregnant for another man. So, but you know the prophet is a madman. It took 8 years for my prophecy to be fulfilled. Me, I didn't even go back to check. I lost the paper where I wrote it. But God remembered, Satan remembered, and they ensured that the child named after my brother is not even his own child. But he was warned. We sat down like this with Pastor Desmond and we warned him. So, those who are getting married, the strength of your life is the voice of God. What did I say? The strength of your life is the voice of God. Don't be afraid when you are broke. Become concerned when God is silent. Yes. I told you people now, was it 2 weeks ago? I said the Lord told me that I should step down from here for 3 weeks. And we have chosen the date. So I'll step down for 3 weeks. So even if you come here and you see me, those three Sundays, and you say, Pastor, you must pray now, I will not answer you. The Lord said I should go and I should stop everything for 3 weeks. So I'll go to Yellow Chili. I'll be going to all the nice spots, eat well, then pray, just be enjoying myself. And when I come back after 3 weeks, you will see fire. So that's the way God is. So God is not a man. God can shut you down. When God called Moses, say, come to the mountain. Did he tell him to be for 40 days? Moses just told his wife, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming. 40 days. Can God, do you think God can still do that thing today? And people will not riot on Facebook. This is not God. God is a God of love. The God that took a man from his wife for 40 days. Your God, though. The God that told Moses, let me destroy these people and start afresh with you. But Moses knows that even he himself is not sure for him. Let's preserve these ones so that we'll manage. The strength of your life, voice of God. If God brought you to this bus stop, no matter the challenges that you face, you will always see his hand. You will will see his hand. You will see tempest. You will see storm. But they will not overcome you. All right, we started in the morning talking about the spirit of joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I told you, I said, the joy transaction starts by faith. Yes. All right. So, we spoke about joy, and I realized that until joy becomes spontaneous, it is not beautiful. Do you know that Satan builds his strategy for collecting men's souls around happiness and joy? There was a brother somewhere in there, I think he's, I don't know, maybe West Africa, brother Awilo. Many years ago, his impact was so massive that all the songs that came out then had to follow that vibe, that order, even in the church. Somebody even gave us an album. Say, what is in Sokoto is now in Sokoto. This is Sokoto, Loretta. You know, you don't know that. This is Sokoto. This, that what you are looking for in Sokoto State, you don't need to go to the world. We have our own Awilo style here. It's in your close to us. So she now started singing one Baba Mimo Mimo or something like that. So we all started dancing to it. I don't have a problem to the song because I also dance. But have you seen the kind of sounds that are coming out now? If you put that one beside it, are they at the same level? The ones that are out in the market now, you would have been dancing before you knew it. Very deep, powerful spiritual sounds. And when you hear, see the person, the slim, tall guy that is bringing out this sound, you will know that this thing didn't come out from the surface. This kind of sound is not at the surface. And you just see yourself. Before you know, even you're a pastor, you just be doing like this. Should I sing one of the songs for you? Okay. You want to test me? I will not fall. I don't know the song. But me, I'm just telling you that Satan's strategy is very open. There's nothing Satan is doing now that he didn't do to Adam, he didn't do to Abraham. He just changed his style. Okay, you're on Android. Move him to iOS. That's all. That's all. When Pastor David Adeyemi was getting married, and I was privileged to be the one to join him, I think he gave clear instructions to the DJ that they should play only Christian songs. I don't know what happened in between. They allowed him to get close to the stage where he'll be sitting with his wife. They just changed this, like the evil man. That evil DJ just inserted one song in between. And I saw David's face. David became offended. But you know, David is a Christian. Even when he's upset, you would think he's smiling, that he's happy. David is a better person than I am. David is a Christian. Even his face, it looks heavenly. Even if you look at his wife, same thing. So, I saw that their face changed. They were not happy. But because they were already, they couldn't leave what they were doing to go and say, "Oh God, I told you not to play this kind of music." So they had to manage. The sharp guy waited for them. He just changed the sound. What am I trying to tell you? For the same reason, Satan will never tell you, "Worship me." But he works very closely with sounds. Every major faith, every even spiritualist, new age, just think about it. There is always this angle to sound that helps them ascend to spiritual levels. Buddhists, Ekanka, name it. I heard a lady online who said she stopped being a Christian and became a Muslim because she heard a Muslim's an Islamic sound. I said, what? It's just on a bad day. She just sat for her and she heard, Rashallah. The thing just felt musical to her. And that's how she became a Muslim. To date. So I'm looking for her. If anybody sees that video and you know her, just patch me up with her. I want us to have a conversation. Because there are people you cannot speak to if you are not as knowledgeable as they are. You can't just tell them Jesus is Lord. And so, you must know the Quran, know the Bible, and know other things. So I will preach to her using the Quran. I will even quote the Bible. Alright? So, sounds are very important. And I showed you in the first service that oi is a strong indicator for what God is about to do. When you see it, you know that God is in the house. And I also shared with you that you start out in joy by faith. There's one other indicator that the Lord can give to us as a sign, and that is the peace of God. When the Lord gives you his peace, it is a very strong indicator. Now, for this, I went to the hospital like a long time ago, and the doctor was trying to, or the nurse was trying to take my blood pressure, and she said to me, sit this way and be still, be quiet. So I assumed that what she meant was, if you are talking while we are taking your blood pressure, the reading won't be, you won't get the right reading. All right. So in the same vein, you cannot manufacture the peace of God. A lot of people give themselves false peace. They read the scripture and give themselves false peace. For when you go through the waters, it will not overflow you. When you go through the fire, it shall not burn you. Yes, that is true. But is that the word of the Lord for you? Is it possible that the word of the Lord is for you to even be burnt? Now, unfortunately, Moses is not my guy today. I'm not really here for him. But there was a time the Lord told Moses to go ahead and circumcise his child. Alright? The Lord came to Moses and said, go and circumcise your child. Moses delayed. Do you know this story? Moses delayed. God did not go to Moses again. God went ahead and was going to kill the boy. To digest that God went ahead and he was going to kill the boy. It was his wife who stood up quickly, because there is something about a woman that is in touch with God. She knows when there's danger. Women have that strong instinct. They can tell you when there's trouble at the door. If you like, keep shouting on your wife. There are some things only women see. Just don't argue. I can't prove it. It is what it is. There are some things only women see, and there are some things that are given to men. Women have this, I've seen quite a bit. They can tell when there's trouble lurking around. They may not even be able to prove it, but they will tell you, oh God, be careful. The woman stood up and she knew exactly what the problem was, and she went and she circumcised the boy, and God withdrew. So what if what if his wife was not on ground? Then Abraham would go and say, it was God that killed my son. But was that God's intention? No. Let's take it a step further. Today is not time for preaching. It's actually a time. Me, I'm just prepping my mind, and I'm chanting, I'm getting ready for 9 days. Yeah! You know, because the problem with some of us is that we receive a prophetic word and we forget. That's a gross mistake. If you want to learn how to interact with prophetic words, Paul said to his son, he said, Timothy, these are the prophecies that came upon you when I laid my hands on you. Huh? He said, don't forget them. What do you do with them? He said, war. When you go against the enemies at the gates, you go in the strength of this prophecy. I was in church on X day 2024, and a prophetic word came forth and said, this matter shall not be unto death. Therefore, we advance on the strength of this word. That's how to operate with prophecy. I prophesied to somebody here, and he came to me, she came to me and said, hey, Pastor, about 6 months ago, you gave a prophetic word. I say, me? I'm not the one. Say, but I can't really remember the detail of that. I say, well, who are you? What have you done to the owner of this body? I say, me? I can't even remember what I ate last night. What are you talking about? I should remember the prophecy that I gave you. I say, go and meet the media team. And got so good, the recording crashed. So when I really want to prophesy, people, I tell them, put on your record, your phone recorder, because we'll start like play, then we'll start going deeper. That's the way it works. So when you want me to prophesy to you, pray before coming and say, God, don't let him look at my face. Because I can tell you very difficult things. That even me, when you go, I will not be happy with myself that I told you those things. Because I want you to like me. But what I've told you now, most likely you will not greet me again. So we received a word on Friday, and I said, since the day that we were, some of those are online meetings where people get healed and all, when they send their testimonies. So even me, I've started to claim the prophecies for myself. I forget about the fact that I'm the one preaching. I start, because when I see the testimonies that are coming in, I say it will not be fair for me to be a man of God in this meeting. It's better for me to also be on the other side receiving the blessing, because I need them. Now let's talk about what praise can do. Let's read Acts 26. I was chatting with Pastor Ayo some years ago. Who is on the keyboard? So I was going to preach in a meeting, and he was put in a hotel with another prophet, a man of prayers, and the man prayed from morning to night. Pastor, I was just playing. He was just relaxing. If you know Pastor, he's not a nice person to be with, especially if you want to feel like a spiritual person. Pastor, we embarrass you. Because all those things you are doing that you think will make him respect you, he will not look at you. He may order for chicken while you are there. Like roasted with wine or turkey. But you are fasting, because tonight must be powerful. Pastor, you will order for turkey or something and start eating. He will pick up. I am at the hotel. He will just be talking. Like, you like man of God. This man of God, we know that. He's not looking at you. One brother wanted to pray with Pastor Ayo. The brother told me. So when they got to the mountain, he started praying. Immediately, 2 hours. Pastor, I just laid on the floor and slept. For 2 hours. When the person felt like, yes, we are touching him, Pastor, I now got up. So let's start. You must know how God works with you. Yeah. Even though you suffer. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I've learned a lot from you. So Pastor was telling me the story about this man that was praying beside him. Before they went for the meeting, he now ordered for pounded yam. She started eating. God said, man of God, would you like to join me? Say, no. She said, okay. Be praying. I think about 2 hours to the start of the meeting, Pastor Anna started.
I will arise, arise, delight myself in the Lord, and He will give me all my desire. I will arise, 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 delight myself in the
Sound is the way of prophets. Hear me. We don't sing. That's why prophets don't sing for entertainment. Entertainment can be distracting. You will move your body, but you miss God. In that moment, you know, even now as we are singing that song, I could feel myself transitioning from pastor to prophet. I just moved. You know, it's a vehicle. So it is Satan's assignment to corrupt that stream. If Satan can corrupt that stream, where we only see doing God's word as special program. That the only time we think we are doing God's work is when we're organizing conference, special program, praise concert. When Satan gets you to that bus stop, you will now forget that you would have forgotten that your entire life is supposed to be a stream of worship. The same way worship doesn't end in heaven, God does not expect worship to end in your space. So after today, some of you have your friends that you normally leave the office with them at a hotel and about, and you take a bus coming to the island, to the mainland. You will start taking your trips alone, because those moments will be very quiet moments for you in your heart to spend time with the Lord. And believe me, if God created man for fellowship, that means there is something angels cannot give to him. See, let me tell you, you must get used to saying the same thing over and over again without getting tired. Don't be in a rush to change the song. It is a transport system. That song will take you from where you are and drop you at a particular location. You must understand the power of praise for you to now understand why Satan is fighting that thing in your space. If you don't understand it, you will think praise is song. No, the song is the channel. Praise is a spirit. And that's why Satan invests so much in the music and entertainment world, because he knows that you come to church and this is how you sing, waiting for the pastor to share the grace. But he knows the way. He knows that even though you claim that you belong to God, but your body belongs to him. Because the way you vibe and you dance, when you hear his own sons and apostles who give you those popular trending songs, because Satan is funding them to distract you from God. But you can't see that yet. You are just being like a Dalizek in the body of Nicki Minaj. So you are still trying to find the middle ground. But it's okay. It's okay. But David said, in the day of trouble, God will hide me in his pavilion. But your body, the Holy Spirit says it belongs to him. Which body are we talking about? Your physical body. Satan is fine with that one. He will fight for it. And this is the reason why many of us praise God without evidence. Kosami, there is no evidence. There is no evidence. We saw people in the scripture when they praise God. If we are not getting the same result now, something is wrong with what we say we are doing. The king ran mad. He was possessed by spirit, and they said, get me a minister. And they brought David. And David would sit down like this and play a sound. And without praying against the demon will go out. The only reason the demon would come back is because the host, the king, was living in disobedience. That was the only legal ground. But even so, the sound from David's guitar was strong enough to expel that spirit temporarily. You must learn how to allow your heart journey with the Lord. Don't be absent-minded when working with God. Don't forget that in this earth and on this earth, there is only one thing God is interested in, and there's one thing Satan is interested in, and they are both fighting for the same thing, and that is the soul of man. Satan doesn't care if you go to church as long as Monday to Saturday he has you. He doesn't mind if God has 1/7, as long as he has 6/7, he doesn't mind. And Satan knows that many of us are living in a fool's paradise, because you can claim to belong to God, but until God becomes the reason why you will not do certain things, God cannot claim you. In Acts chapter, what chapter did I mention now? Let's look at 25 and 26. So Paul was preaching the gospel, and then he got arrested and he was put in the prison with Silas. Acts 16, 25 and 26. So they were put in prison. And if you remember in the first service, I started talking to us about the midnight hour. And I was talking to us about the importance of the midnight hour, praying. Do you have the scripture? Okay. Praying in the midnight hour, or raising altars at the midnight hour. For some reason, this thing works. I can't explain it. I once heard one pastor who said the only reason why we pray at night is because nobody is disturbing us. I say, you are a Gen Z pastor. We don't subscribe to that one. I understand what he's saying. However, in the school of warfare, that is O level. We are talking about A level. Jesus, for whatever reason, chose the night time. And I think we all grow in knowledge. There are some things I've also said that only God can forgive me. So it's not an issue. So this guy, Paul, is the person that most of us build our New Testament revelation on. So let's look at Paul. This man was in the prison. Now, who has slept in the prison before? Okay, in your dream, you saw yourself in prison. At least, if you've been in prison, your dream. People, you are very righteous here. Okay, have you gone to visit someone there before? Oh yeah, raise your hand now. I need to know that. Okay, great. Great. Have you seen people behind the bars? Do you think there's a psychological effect that happens to people when they are on the other side? In that cell. Psychologically, you are demoralized. You think you're a man of faith until they say, yeah, pastor, enter. And you are expecting an angel to come like he came for Peter. And the angel was not around. Even your guardian angel went to wait outside. I cannot stay here with you. You are the one that angels cannot be bound. Amen. So I'll be outside under the tree. When your church members go, they'll come and pay you. Listen to me. Apostle Paul was the same man on the road of Damascus that Jesus appeared to as light and said to him, arise and go into Damascus, and you shall be told what you must do. The same Paul who stood before kings in his life and the council of this Paul was now being thrown into prison. Now, initially, when they were deciding the case, they were not sure what would happen. But the judge now ruled that he was a criminal. God did not say anything. Then they put the cuffs. God still did not say anything. Somewhere in my head, if I was one, I would say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? But when you look at the eye of the soldiers around you, you may not have the time to shout before they slap you. So Paul humbled himself. He had an innocent man who wanted to experience international ministry. Brother Silas. He has been wanting to experience international. Now, this is it. International ministry is prison and cane and floggings. It's not the one that I said, Pastor is preaching in Greece. Pastor is preaching in the UK. In those days, international ministry means you will be arrested. The innocent brother, they put them together. And that was the mistake they made. Put them together. The power of two. Are you hearing me? My latest couple, I'm telling you what God has given to you, the power of two. You don't have to be a pastor to use it. You don't have to be a pastor to activate this one. If two of you are united, you can change a lot. Yeah. But put up that scripture. This is our apostle, so. But at midnight, waited. The midnight is when spirits take action. They become, there's volatility in the market. XAU USD, GBP USD. Okay, if you don't understand, forget about it. You have S&P 500. NASDAQ. You have all those guys. You have seen the share price just. Don't worry, I'm speaking the tongues of angels if you are not. So, they waited. There's volatility now. Men, Jesus said, the time comes when men have to sleep. So, this is the time for spirit. And how do we compel spirits? How do we compel spirits to come to us? How do we compel spirits to come to us? They said at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and to sing. Isabeto Colofasa, Reba Lacotocosia, Zipatala de Cosefe, Jobalecana Tasevelosa, Rabiano Tocofasaya, Dalekeno Cosa, Beregetoco, Meanda Licabarados of Felicuno Cotocosheta, De Cazica Tapla Cusafata, Resac. You are beckoning to God from here, out of your belly. You are beckoning to Him. You are not praying from. You are praying from your belly. You are beckoning to Him. And then you switch. And you begin to sing. And you begin to worship Him. They didn't know what God would do. And very possibly God could have chosen not to do anything. But this time around, God decided to visit the earth. Put up that scripture. They sang hymns to God. They prayed to God. Hello, do you know that it is possible for you to be singing a Christian song, but you are simply vibing? It's unto you. It's unto you alone. It's unto you. It's unto you alone. Yahweh, see the lifting of our holy hand. It's unto you. Of prayer. So whether they were in the prison or at the hospital, at that moment they were going to pray. They, even if they were so weak, they will say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They can't pray. Thank you, Jesus. Just be talking. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer, everyone has seen that you are around. They've seen your signal light in the spiritual realm. She's not talking well. Let's go and see what's going on there. Are you telling me that God did not know that they were put in prison? Why did God wait for them to hear their voice first before showing up? You are too quiet. You are too quiet. It's not God that is. You are the one slowing this thing down. You are too quiet. Now, listen to me. Do you know what would have happened was that the next day they would have taken them out and flogged them some more? Or even gave them a maybe 6 month sentence or 2 year sentence, and they'll be there. People will be praying. This early church knew the power of seeking God. Don't wait and say somebody is praying for me. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. But you must be strategic in your decision to pray. In other words, there are times that you will choose to pray and the atmosphere will have volatility. More volatility. Not that God cannot hear you at any other time, but there is something such that is known in the scripture as the hour of prayer. And it seems that anytime we get into the hour of prayer, there seems to be speed. And the hour of prayer is not just, listen to me, it's not just the 9 a.m., 6 a.m., 12. The hour of prayer is when the Lord says, come. Yeah. If you're in front of your computer and the Lord says, my son, come now, come now, come now. You get up and go into the restroom in your office, lock the door. You don't know why you are here, but there will be a briefing. I said there will be a briefing. So you have to show up. The problem is that most times we want to know. You have listened to some apostles online who seem to always know where God is. Your own will not be like that. Your own will start in the toilet. So you go to the toilet and... are you see here? I said your own will not start like that. Huh? Before you get to the level where Jesus will come out of walls to talk to you, you would have fasted for 1 year. So don't worry. Don't be in a hurry. And we don't want you to die. So for now, go to the toilet. And man of God, you will think that, this thing that I'm saying is too hard. Most people don't go into the restroom without their phones. If we take a census now, only the cherubims that are here will be free of this accusation. Some people even post update on Facebook in the restroom. Say, hey guys, how are you doing this morning? I just want to give a shout. You, where are you? Will you come out of that place? Listen to me. Many of the things we are praying and asking the Lord for, it is not God that is saying no. These guys did not know what God would do. Please put up that scripture again. So this is the way me I interact with scripture. So I'm not a good reader, you know. I struggle with reading English, but this is how I read. The prisoners were listening to them. They didn't participate. All right, next verse. They didn't participate. But look at the impact. Say suddenly, come on, say suddenly. There are some key suddenlies in the scripture. For instance, in Acts chapter 2, why they were in one accord, suddenly the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit fell. It seems that many times when the Holy Ghost wants to come, he comes with a lot of noise. Suddenly, there was boom. Cloven tongue. tongues as of fire, and men began to speak in other tongues. If God gave Peter the time to process, he will not speak in tongues. So it's fair. Suddenly there was an earthquake such that the foundations of what? The prisons were shaking. God came there when he did not go to, he went to the inside the ground. He shook the thing. Who put my children? Shook the thing. Shook the thing. Hey! The same God though. Huh? The Bible says he steps upon the mountains and they melt. You need to know who God is. He said he steps upon the mountains. The mountain just melts. 1 foot. This God, this Nollywood has sold a lie to us. Told us he's a white Jesus. He's all those things. So you, even in your mind, when you are praying, you are looking for a white Jesus. That Jesus that you saw is not even a Christian. That one that you that acted the movie, he's not a Christian. He smokes Igbo. That guy is not a Christian. Listen. It's one heart on his hand. Oh, guy, you better give a life. You will go to hell. Listen. Put up my scripture for me. The foundations were shaking. And immediately, come on, say immediately. This one is a prophecy. Immediately. Come on, say immediately. All the doors were opened. Prophesy again, say immediately. All the doors. Oh my God. You may have more than one door standing against you. Come on, say immediately. All the doors were opened. All the doors were opened. And the chains of everyone were what? They were losing. The foundations were, oh my God. When I come back, I don't know when. I was sharing this with Pastor David. You know, it's a new revelation. We were just talking about it. So I will come back and explain why many people face challenges even though they have dealt with their foundational issues. So when you want to, if you want to be finally free, please remind me, because if you don't remind me, Motilonia, there are three things, let me give you three out of four, that you must address adequately if you want to be truly free. Number one, you must address your bloodline. Number two, you must address your foundation. Let me stop here. So you come back for the beginning too. Together. Huh? Number three, you must address patterns. Sometimes we take one part because it seems to be the most obvious to us. We now forget the other ones. Meanwhile, those things are working together. In the spiritual, nobody knows your face. They know you by bloodline. Whose son is this? As far as they are concerned, if it's the same bloodline, the course will continue. Look at this scripture. When the Lord visited this place, the first place he went to was the foundation. The foundation. You want God to open the door, but if God leaves the foundation there, you may be back in prison very soon. Are you with me? Is somebody here now? So we need to address the foundation. And in order to address the foundation, we must go into the bloodline. Because, no time. Every pattern is the result of agreement. Every pattern is the result of an agreement entered into years ago. When you see pattern, at some point, an agreement was made on behalf of the family. And don't look at me like you are from the UK. 300 years ago, all of us, our fathers were idol worshippers. That is why if you come from a Christian family, you don't know how blessed you are. Because with each generation coming, you know, in the faith, that thing is waning. It's waning off. It's losing its grip. So you cannot marry somebody and say, oh, because you like, just like her, she just ticks all the boxes. What you married is not a fine girl. It's a foundation, pattern, and bloodline. That's who you married. The good news is that if you do what Paul did, you can solve these problems. I am not sure Paul knew that his praise had this impact. If you come from a family, and in the first service I was explaining to you how that you must have tailor-made, custom-made, how did I put it? Custom-made, strategy, tailor-made strategy, that there are certain things the Lord will tell you, this one is for you. This one is for you. First 3 days of every month, I want to see you here. These are the things you will do. They are for you. If somebody listens to you talking, they will think you are being legalistic. I was listening to God's servant Arume. And he said when he was working at the... I've heard this story like many, many years ago anyway. He said the office he was posted to, the seat, that seat, whoever sits on it dies. They don't live long. You that you claim to be righteous, go there. So when he went there, he asked the Lord, what will it take? What will this thing take? It is childish of you to say, because I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ. If the power that established that covenant is stronger than your own consecration, you may be in trouble. You see that many of you, this is why you are not having all these kind of stories. It's because God is the one even protecting you. That's why they sound very weird. See, and the Lord said to him, from 6 a.m., as long as the sun, you can see the sun, food must not touch your mouth. Till I say so. He said, and he continued like that for 1 year. Not trying to be anointed, though, in order for him to be able to come to that office and not die. Later, one man came to him in that office and said, you are strong, go. You are strong, go. It looked like a casual statement. But you see, it was a tailor-made strategy. Lord, what will it take to break this ceiling of limitation over my family? My sister is like this. My brother is like this. My brother... This is something that is not something you can generalize and say for everybody. Sometimes we stumble into even these things. We don't, not like we really hear a voice. You just stumble and just realize, this thing actually worked. And then it becomes something you hold so dear to you. I'm not telling you to stop eating. The story of a brother, and I won't mention his name because some of you know him. In fact, all of you know him. He went to the embassy, and when they looked at him, they denied the visa. It was after they denied the visa, they told him that the reason why we deny the visa is because of the way you look. You look skinny. That go and eat. Then for the next 6 months, then come back. He looked like a tired, hungry person. So that's a formula. If you look like you're okay, you may get the visa. But somebody was rejected because he looked very skinny, lean. Meanwhile, the brother was on perpetual fast for the visa. realize that I can praise my way to victory. I can praise my way to victory. The same way Pastor Kojimade spoke about waking up in the middle of the night to laugh. The same way my father-in-law stays up the night. He stays up in the middle of the night with his tambourine when he's pressed on every side. Or if any of his children reach out to him and say there's a problem, my father-in-law, who is 84 now, so will take his tambourine. He doesn't fear. He doesn't fret. Just wake up at night. He has found something. He won't struggle with 7 hours praying for with you. He knows that's your own area. But you see him at 84. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind,
Almighty God.
You are so good. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
So good, you are so kind.
He will stand like that, 84-year-old man. You are so good, you are so kind. And when he's done, he will start reading that famous Isaiah, the chapter. He will start reciting. There is no day he prays, he doesn't recite that. There is no day. No matter what he prays about, he will recite that chapter. He is not claiming to, you know, you are a man. He will still watch this live stream after when he gets back from his church, and he will hear what I'm saying. I don't even know why I'm even saying this now. There are tailor-made strategies. Your journey with God must put some things in your hands. Things you can fall back on. Things you can bequeath to your children. And say, this was how I met him. This was where I found him. Do the same thing. Teach your children to do the same thing. This is what he has given to us. And I have seen people in the family who lost their jobs, who didn't have any job. The man simply took his tambourine and did a praise vigil. He calls it praise vigil. The next morning, the letter came out. Next morning, may you have a good father.
Amen.
May you be blessed with such a father.
Amen.
The one that will not tell you sorry. He will tell you, meet me 12 midnight. Ooh. Wow. That's good. As you journey with the Lord, don't be distracted. Labor for the things which will not perish. Things that the Lord will say from today, anytime you meet me like this, I will show up. And it becomes your own thing. That's nothing to do with any other person. A lady came here some years ago. Her mom had cancer. So, I prayed for her. So the mom got healed of cancer. She now said to me, please, how many ACs do we have inside this church? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's one at the back there, 5. There's one in children's church, 6. We used to have them scattered around way back. But then we only had 1 or 2 ACs that were not even working well. The lady said to me, she attends a church around the Ekosi, one popular church there. Very big church. She said she cannot come to this church because we don't have AC. That's what she said to me. So if she had told me that one before I prayed for her, maybe I would have said, go and meet your AC pastor to deliver your mom from cancer. So I simply went to God. They say we don't have AC. Please give us AC. God said, go and buy fat. Listen. If you listen to what people are saying, you won't advance. Nowhere, let your journey with God bring you to a place that you know you've mastered. You understand this thing back and back, through and through. That anytime you enter this particular zone. Eh? It's a support level.
All right.
You'll be supported. Eh? This area. Eh? It's not, you are not being religious. It's just that over time, do you know the good thing is that you don't even have to be an apostle, prophet. All you have to do is just stay around God long enough.
I was admitted at the hospital some years ago.
And maybe that's why I have so much interest in healing. Because my eye has seen where? In that area. My eye has seen where?
I don't know how to describe this one now to our UK audience, but when
it's like you are going through something that you cannot describe, so a lot of pain. I was diagnosed with yellow fever. Now I don't know how bad that is now, but then it was very bad. My eyes were so yellow. I look, it's like a cat looking at you in the dark. Of a cat in the dark. So I was like a cat. It was so bad. I don't know how bad yellow fever is now. I may need to research, but then it was very bad. And I heard the doctor tell my dad there was nothing they could do. And my dad took me home. May the Lord give you a sign that you are special. You don't understand that prayer. I say, may the Lord give you a sign.
Amen.
That you are special.
Amen.
Listen, no matter how much sin I commit today, I will run to God. I have seen certain things that the thought that God knows me, knows my name, is a joy I can never contain. As my dad was driving me into the house from the hospital, Dr. Wudiri, that's his name. So, an associate prof. He's dead now. He came to my house. He said the Lord told him to come here, that something was wrong with his son. I was just like 2 years in the Lord, though. And he looked at me. My dad told him what happened. The man laughed. He said, this man is of the Equa, Coquille, you know, those people that you think they don't have God. Eh? That you condemn them. Yes, thank you. This man is an Hausa, pure Hausa man. Say, God told him, say his son is not, that he should go and check on his son. And the man came to the house, he looked at me. Say, you are not sick. Why are you weak? He asked me, why are you weak?
Look at him. Baba,
I don't. He said, no. My dad, who was arguing, used to believe that he's very intellectual. When life happens to you, you will calm down. My dad, calm down. The doctor told you, take your son home. We can't help him. This is a teaching hospital. What do you mean? Teaching hospital is not your mate. They say, go home. The distance from Bauchi to Jos, which was the next bus stop, as I then was like 3 hours. I don't know how many hours is it now. Then it was like an everlasting journey.
The man simply laid his hands on me, prayed for me. Say, Father, you told me he's here. I've met him. Touch him. He now said to me,
you know, when I was sharing with us in the first service, I said faith starts in the heart, but it ends with an action. Eh? It's an action word. The man now told me, say, Gbenga, the Lord told me that he would deliver you today. Do you believe? I say yes. Say, now you are going to run around this parlor. And if you know the way we used to have our parlor in those days, you could be seeing the kitchen, dining on this other side, the chairs. The three-seater of will separate a part of the parlor from the dining, but you can still see, still one big, you know, room. And the man told me, say, I should run around the parlor. He said, don't stop until you know you are well. I was discharged, a weak person, yellow fever. I was rejected at the hospital. That is a bold thing to tell a boy, somebody that is sick, that has been rejected, that is a bold statement, sir. But because I was already studying again, I was already reading the works of again, I knew that that was my moment. My parents were assistant. They weren't too comfortable. But me, I knew that was my moment. And I knew this man was a man of God. And I started running. I was very weak. I started running. At some point, my pace started to pick up. I started sweating. At some point, the man said, "Stop! Where is that affliction?" I say, "It is gone." He looked at me and said, "I ask you again, are you sick?" I said, "No, sir." Say, "Mr. Shafe, that's your boy, is healed." That was the end. We never went back there again for any yellow fever. Jesus, the destroyer of sickness and infirmity, is what? Just by obedience. When you go out of here today, you are going to put your faith to work. All Paul needed to do was to put his faith to work. He used the shackles as tambourine. He used the one on the legs as his leg work. Amen. So if you know how to do the leg work, so now you have the opportunity. Now you manage. Anyhow, you and Silas collaborate. All right, this is called team collaboration now. So you have to collaborate. And that was it. And God came forward. And he visited them. Shook the prison. You know, if you study a bit of building technology, that prison can no longer hold anybody. They will have to bring it down and rebuild because the foundations have been touched. God touched the foundation. God touched it. There will be no prison there again. No prison to hold you or your family members. Place will be invalidated. There will be nothing. No. The legitimacy of that bond that was placed over your bloodline will be removed because Jesus will touch the foundations. Come on, say louder, amen. I say Jesus will touch the foundations in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory be to God in the highest. 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 Listen. Today, we came to touch the foundations. Listen. We came to touch the foundations. That foundation that has placed an embargo on the peace of your family, that compels people to be unmarried until they reach a particular age. Today, we want Jesus to touch the foundations. We want Jesus to touch the foundations. There was a woman that was a prostitute. Her case was so bad that she became the chair lady for all the prostitutes in her location. But when God wanted to repair the destiny of that woman, he sent Joshua. And that woman became a forerunner to Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Today, there is no condemned case. I said, today, there is no condemned case. We release the power of God into your family to go and begin to repair the foundations. Today, we release the power of God into your family to go and begin to repair the foundations. I said, we release the power
power of God into your family to go and begin to repair the foundations. We remove the judgment that has been set against you and against your family. Today we remove it. We shred it and we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today we speak to the roots. We speak to the roots. We speak to the roots. Say every tree that the Father has not planted. Roots can be very small, but they are powerful. Sometimes a person may not be married because of natural conditions. But sometimes it may have some spiritual connotation. There may be something at the root of it. And even when such people marry, you find that Satan is always struggling to destroy that home. It seems as if Satan is not willing to let them go, because the covenant with that family was that they will not be married. But today, the blood of Jesus will make every covenant expire. I said the covenant will expire. Somebody has not cut it. I said today the covenant will expire. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, let affliction bow. Let affliction bow. Let affliction bow. You spirit of cancer, your time is up. You spirit of death, your time is up. Jesus, you touched the coffin of that woman's son, the widow of Nain, and life answered. Lord, whichever destiny is here that has been hijacked, Zabela Konokosa, today, let life be restored. One of the areas you find curses, the sign of curses, is that no matter how good you are, you won't rise above a level career wise. No matter how good you are. It was the sign of the curse that God spoke to Adam about. He said, you will sweat, you will labor. He said, but the ground will yield to you thorns. If you are here and you find yourself in a place of great hindrance and limitation, such that no matter what you do, you are unable to make progress, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that covenant expires now. That covenant expires now. There are some of you that are here. What you need is just an opportunity. Somebody to be willing to give you a chance to showcase what you can do. But when you see the job description, you already know that they are not looking for someone like you. Today we make room for you. I said today we make room for you.